My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will love be in the air again for Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, and his scammer Mavis Mills? Listen and enjoy.
How are you doing? It's me, Mavis. Well, I don't know where to start, but I know I've wronged your friend Richard.
Oh, wow.
Feel better, stupid? She's still kidding.
This goes back to you having a conversation with Belinda just recently saying, you know, my friend Richard's been going through a tough time and he hasn't heard from Mavis.
He's the type who would kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when we left off. I was in Dick Eldorado was in Dire Straits. Yeah. Show,
Dick Eldorado.
Well, actually, at the time.
Both picked up a show.
Both you and your alter ego were having a bad time.
Yeah, both.
So I had planted the seed.
Yes, you did.
She goes, I have wronged your friend Richard, and I am so ashamed. I have a daughter, and I'm a single parent. I lied to him about me not having kids, and I gave him another's pictures. I am so sad, but I fell in love with me, and I want you to please help me. Now, hold on. She is taking a page out of the Belinda playbook,
yes.
The reveal. And we've already linked them before, remember,
yes.
On Facebooks and emails and everything. Remember, I did that. Everybody's like, oh, my God, he did that.
Now,
and I could have blown up the whole story, but I didn't.
And now, you found that they had the same, very similar email addresses.
Right,
like
0337,
two,
yeah. Right.
Too coincidental. And so we're like, is this the same woman? And Belinda's saying, no, that's not me. I didn't really know her in real life. I only knew her from the internet, and oh, I screwed up telling you that. And all of a sudden, here's Mavis in air quotes, coming back with this BS. Oh, sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to step on you.
It's
but
the
I'm
same
you're
story.
Not, you're not stepping on me, but it's basically essentially maybe the same tactic in the two respects that, number one, in your case, you're wrapping up a divorce. Maybe you're going to be coming into money. It looks like you'll have some. Now, in my case, Dick Eldorado is getting a settlement on his wife's estate.
Uh-huh.
He's working on it. So the incentive there is not, I wronged this. No, this son of a bitch is coming into money, and I don't want to blow it. I got to get my hooks on some of that dough.
Right.
So she's using that tactic to get to him, to get back to me, because think of it. You read the Dick Eldorado stuff. Dick Eldorado is a very pathetic individual.
Oh, he's quite
with
a catch.
Who's going to be in with a lot of effing money.
Yeah.
So they're pulling that tactic. So even the fact that Mavis has come there, this is out of the playbook. This whole personalization thing.
Oh, Joe. You're such a skeptic.
Oh, look, now that she's coming back to me, you think I don't want to believe it?
So she goes
I got my chance back. I got a chance back.
She goes on. She goes, I lied to you too, and I am so ashamed. Belinda warned me not to, warned me to,
because you're the same person. You talk to yourself.
Belinda warned me to stop, but I got carried away, and I was afraid if I told him, he would never talk to me again.
Mm.
Davin, how is Richard doing? I miss him so much, and he's going through a lot. I hope you will help me. I need you a lot. Does he have Facebook? Help me locate him. I beg you. I am so sad. Please. Now, for the listener.
She wants that cash.
Joe and Pip have never heard this before now.
No.
This is new. Now, this was February, right?
This was February.
Now, my last contact with Mavis was, Jesus Christ, January.
You sent something beginning of January. It was never responded to.
Right.
Beginning of January.
Right.
So
although she did respond to Joe, never saw.
Well, I erased, and I think when I blew it and erased that stuff by accident, Christ, that was probably, the third week of January, Dev?
Yeah, it might have been earlier.
Around,
when this comes in, now, so I'll read what I respond. How do you guys think I responded?
I don't know.
Are you blown away, Pip Helix?
You know what? I don't know if you're going to blast her out of the water or if you're going to respond with some kind of crazy story. So I don't know.
Joe, how do you think I'll respond?
Well, I don't think you're that shocked. You just went through the same thing yourself. Now, she's coming out of the woodwork.
It's always hurtful when somebody lies, Joe.
Yeah. Well, how do you think I feel? You're with my chick now. Or trying to, you're talking with my chick.
She's trying to get to you.
I understand that. I feel
But
good
at
now.
Least you have Mr. Whiskers to console you.
At least you have Mr. Whiskers.
I understand that. So, you know, Mr. Whiskers, I think.
And all the leeches.
He ate some tonight.
I don't know what to say because I don't want to drop anything on my end, which I have, you know, I haven't gotten anything on my end. So it's not, I don't, you know, it's not like you told her to go come running to Richard's arms because I haven't seen anything from her.
This is what I told her.
Okay.
I go, if I was going to tell Richard I spoke to you, I need some answers and guarantees from you.
No, good.
What have you done? What you have done to Richard and my beautiful Belinda is unspeakable.
Ah.
Now making Belinda the victim here too. Like I'm buying the baloney.
Yep.
I'm all hot and sticker. Belinda's true, but you, my dear,
yeah,
you're a fake.
I go. He really loved you, and I think he's better off without you. But I could put you in contact with him, but only if I think you have changed.
Now this is good. This is kind of good what he's doing here because he's buying into it. So not only is this one asshole, you got to tell a little bit to get the other asshole back.
Oh yeah, no, he's slyly buttering up Belinda at the same time that he's telling this girl off for being bad to his good friend, Dick Eldorado. Go ahead.
And Belinda really trusted you. But I guess in Ghana, trust doesn't get you very far until you need to earn it back.
Oh.
Tough talk from a
good.
Tough man.
I go, if you are willing to do exactly what I say and answer my questions, then we can go further. If not, I ask you leave Richard and Belinda alone.
Mr. Whiskers, too.
Good point. I know you to be a romance scammer who has stolen identities.
Wow.
I know my government is working with your government to start to end this plague. That's bullshit.
Yes.
Our government ain't doing jack squat.
No, I can smell that.
Not sure what Belinda told you about me, but I too have some unsavory associates in Western Africa. I know killers, remember?
Oh, yes.
They've killed people in the Benin Republic.
Kill
and
again.
You have black magic on your side.
I have black magic on my side. I'm a bad mamma jamma.
And which in there and there is very heavy. That's heavy duty.
Yes.
And porn killers.
Yes. That being said,
oh.
I forgave Belinda for what she pulled, and she has changed. So who am I to say that you can't change? I know Richard loved what he thought was you. The choice is yours, quote Mavis. First step, friend me with your real ID on Facebook. I will accept. Of course, first you must tell me your real name, because we both know Mavis Mills has many names and many spellings.
Oh, damn!
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.